Hey there, this is Seth Juarez. We're here in Orlando, Florida for the Worldwide Partner Conference 2015. This is Launchpad Series Season 2. I'm filling in for Baldwin, where we talk with ISVs about some of the cool stuff they build. We have a special guest today. Tell us your name and what you do.
My name is Damian Cairns, and I manage the channel in North America.
Fantastic. So tell us about your company. Let's dig in.
Sure. Okay, so a few things we want to cover today. Who we are as a company, where we came from, the challenges that our customers are facing and how we solve it with the VOWorks solution. We're going to show you a demo of the product itself, and then we're going to tell you about this hot 30-day free trial offer that
Fantastic.
We have going.
Yep. All right, let's do it.
Okay, so let me give you a little overview real quick. We were founded about 15 years ago in Trondheim, Norway. Trondheim at the time was a hotbed for search technology, so we fell right in place.
Well, Trondheim sounds very techy.
It does.
Trondheim, I love it.
Yeah. So after a number of successful years in the Nordic market, a successful Norwegian technology entrepreneur, Erik Baklid, brought the technology to North America. And happened to show Ed Iacobucci, the original founder of Citrix, the solution. Ed saw the product, he saw the market, and from there it was world domination. So
awesome.
other than the very strong management team, I think there are two things that have set us apart over the years. The first being relationships. So we partner with the best of the best. Whether it's an OEM with Konica Minolta or a reseller in the Nordic region called Atea, we just have very good relationships and partnerships. The other thing is our agility. If you're around for 15 years in technology, you gotta be agile.
It's like 100 years in tech years.
It's dog years.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So we've been very agile, and it's brought us to this point with the Microsoft partnership, specifically in Azure. In the marketplace. So we are really excited to run with this product in this environment.
All right, so tell us a little bit about the product or what challenges it solve.
So we've all been there, most of us on a daily basis. We search for information constantly. Mm-hmm. Files, emails, in our CRMs, ERPs, EDS, EDM, CRM. Whatever
acronym,
whatever you can think of, yeah. we're doing this because of big data, right? Yeah. We are bombarded with information as knowledge workers on a daily basis, and what we've done is we've just kind of thrown it all over the place to kind of manage that. Whether that be again your sales forces or alfrescos. Exchange we use as our personal file cabinets, mail. And beyond that, these solutions are being housed both in the cloud and on-premise. So, you've got this hybrid environment that's really now spreading things out. So a lot of information, a lot of different places, and the knowledge worker having a hard time getting at it.
Sure.
Okay. So, what we've created and what has matured over time, I guess, is a product that addresses this. It is not a project. We are not coming in and spending a year, to create the perfect scenario for you. We come in and give you instant access to your data, so your employees can find information instantly, regardless of where it's at or what format it's in.
Awesome.
From a single point, from a single search bar. So that means if I'm looking for a PowerPoint presentation that I know I created, as long as I can remember back, I type in some keywords about or that may have appeared in that file or document, and it comes right to me.
Awesome.
Again, hitting on some of the highlights of our technology, we connect into literally anything that you're using in the enterprise. So whether that be on-premise or in the cloud, regardless of the platform that it's sitting on, we can connect in and make all that information searchable and retrievable for you. This happens out of the box. So as I said, this is not a project. It is literally a click-through installation, which we'll touch on a little bit here.
Awesome.
And it scales, especially in Azure. You can dial up resources. It's very elastic that way. And regardless of the size of your environment or the amount of data you have, we haven't run into anything we can't handle.
Cool. So,
yeah. And a couple of other just real important things. This is very secure. We tie into Active Directory for security purposes. If it's not an Active Directory environment, we will just obey the security structure that is in place. And it's available from any device, really. So whether you're working on an iPhone or a tablet or your PC, same experience across the board.
Awesome. Well, let's see it. Can we see it in action?
Sure. So let's, we'll talk real quick. I mentioned about the installation and connections. We'll show you what it looks like. There's some upside on the back end from an administrative standpoint that I'd like to touch on. And then we'll talk about this fabulous free trial.
All right, let's do it.
So the installation, like with any other software, it's good and easy. Yeah. Software. It's a click through. An end user could literally install this product in 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's that easy. From there, you're going to determine what you want to connect into and index to make searchable, which is another really easy process. And then you let it do its thing. It goes and starts indexing all the data so that you can then search against it.
Awesome.
Let's jump into the actual end user experience.
Okay.
And we'll do that through a demo. So here we are in a typical environment. We've got a desktop here. And to start my search experience with VIAWorks, I simply fire up a browser. It can be your browser of choice. We support all of them. And then just a real quick overview of my landing page here. I've got some nice little features here. I've got a most recently accessed, the most accessed files for me personally, and then I've got the ability to create favorite searches if I'm doing a specific search often.
So this is software, it's like server software you install on a machine and then you access internally.
That's right.
And it also works by installing it in the cloud, and you can do search on stuff that you have in the cloud as well.
Absolutely.
Cool.
And the good thing is you can install it in one location, whether you decide that be on-premise or in the cloud, and search
both.
Index and search both locations.
That's really cool.
Simultaneously. So with Office 365, which is introducing, obviously the mm-hmm. cloud is a major solution for IT environments, there are going to be a lot of companies that have or want to keep information on-premise, but also
sort of this hybrid environment.
Absolutely.
Searching.
Yep. So let me do a sample search here. You can see I've been doing some in the past here, but let me go with this top one here. I type in whatever I can remember about the document that I'm looking for, right? So I don't have to know the name of the file. I don't have to know the location where that information was being stored. But I do remember, on page maybe 3 of a 10-page PowerPoint, mm-hmm. Project Phoenix was there. I know for sure it was there. So I'm gonna tie that search to the words Project and Phoenix. So as you can see here by the end user experience and layout, it should be very familiar. I mean, if you've Googled, you're trained on the product, basically. You can see here, I'll walk through kind of the layout. On the left-hand side here, we call these refiners. So if what I'm looking for does not appear on this first page of hits that it's suggesting for me, then I can go in here and refine or drill down in specific ways. And you can see here, it's allowing me to refine by a specific date period or time, mm-hmm. Whether that be week, month, 90 days, whatever the case may be. I can also refine by sources. So where is the data housed? Do I remember approximately, you know, where the information was at? And then file types, and right down to file extensions.
Wow.
So if I can remember, hey, this is a PowerPoint, then I'll click on PowerPoint, everything else will drop out, and I'll just have PowerPoints that pertain to my search query.
Awesome.
Let me give you an example of that real quick. So I remember that this PowerPoint that I'm looking for is on the file server. So I'm gonna go ahead and refine or filter by that feature. And then I'm going to see what it comes back to back with for me. So you can see here, the top hit is a PDF, and it's telling me over here that it is indeed from the file server. And you see the rest of these are all from the file server as well. You can see on the right hand side here that we've got a preview pane or preview window, which I can actually go through. Step through the entire document without looking at it or opening it and taking that extra time. But if you remember, I said I was looking for a PowerPoint, and this is actually the one I was searching for. So it's right there at the top. Again, I've got this preview window, so I may not even have to open this document or file to grab whatever I needed from it. But I certainly can do that a couple of different ways. Number one, I can expand it into its own browser window. So this is not the live document. This is just
a preview.
Yep. So I can dig a little bit deeper. But if I do want to open this file, then I come down here and you can see by the prompts, right, the buttons. Pretty straightforward. Do I want to open it? Do I want to open a containing folder? So if I just wanted to get to the location that it was at, because maybe there was some other stuff that I wanted to get at as well, you can see how deep this was buried without me having to click through that many times.
That's awesome.
And then you can actually download it. So if you're on another device and you want a local copy to work on, then you can just download it right to that device and start working with it.
That's awesome. So how do you set up the locations that are indexed, and how do you set up the indexing in general?
So that's done on the administrative side, on the initial installation, and there is an administrative dashboard, which is on our agenda here to talk about.
Awesome.
And that might be actually a nice transition into that part of the presentation.
All right, let's look at it.
So the back end, and this is for more the IT and management of a company than the actual end users themselves.
Correct.
This is a very robust back end. The amount of data you can extrapolate and analyze from the information we capture here is amazing. You can actually tell what's important from an information standpoint in your business by what people are searching for, retrieving, and working with. And there's a really cool component on the back end as well, what we call the rules engine, which you can actually manipulate and start writing rules to your data. So
cool.
If you want to do certain things with certain information, you can write to that, and the rules engine will actually do that for you. So it goes much further than just search and retrieve.
Awesome. Well, can we take a look?
We do not have a live demo of the back end.
I see, but it sounds really neat that not only can you say, here's where you can index, but the interesting part for me is it would be neat to see what people are looking for, and then maybe get a sense for, maybe we can change our organizational structure of how we do folders, or maybe we can change how we access data. I really like the analytics part of the search.
Huge, huge. I mean, it's being talked about every single day in IT.
Cool.
And I do want to, you know, when we're talking about the back end and the administrative dashboard, I want to hop back over to the front end real quick and just reiterate that when I was doing my searches and coming up with those returned results, that's based on who I am. So there's not a worry for organizations to implement this solution and think that you're going to have a rogue employee going off searching for and retrieving information they don't have access to.
So
plug and play natively with Active Directory. And as I mentioned earlier, if it's not Active Directory, then we will follow the security schema that the platform is utilizing.
That's awesome. So where can folks go to find out more?
So here it is, the 30-day free trial. We've got this site here, VeaWorksAzure.com or Azure. Mm-hmm.
It depends on if you're British or American.
I'm still, you know, I asked some of the Microsoft people earlier. I got both answers. Yeah. So it's like VeaWorks or ViaWorks.
Yeah. Which one is it for you?
VeaWorks.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us. We're here in Florida at the Worldwide Partner Conference talking to ISVs on the Launchpad Series Season 2. Thanks for watching, and we'll catch you next time. Take care.